Welcome to Nomad on the Trail. Let's pick up our storyline where I'm talking about my failed Appalachian Trail thru hike, or what I like to call my false start. Let's get to it. False start, my Appalachian Trail thru hike. Fail, part four. I woke up on the second day feeling like I hadn't gotten much sleep. That was because I hadn't. By the time Joe and his bro had called it a night, it was just after midnight. I woke up at 5:30 a.m. having to pee pretty badly. I snuck around the side of the shelter and relieved myself, then settled down at the picnic table to make myself some coffee. After retrieving my food bag from the bear box, at around 7 a.m., the stoners started coming to the shelter. They'd all slept in their tents the night before. For some reason, nobody could remember the name of the young lady that had slept alone upstairs the previous night. But I remembered she was from Indiana. We wanted to check to see if she was okay, so I yelled up, "Hey, Indy, you good?" And a trail name was born. Julie instantly became Indy. As we all gathered around the breakfast table, the conversation turned to the day's weather. We'd all heard that there was a very bad group of storms expected to roll in. Unfortunately, nobody had cell service at the Stover Creek shelter, so we had no idea if this was still the case, or if it was better or worse. It had started lightly raining around the time I woke up and had slowly increased to a steady light rain. The stoners were the first to make the decision to move forward. They would later regret that. So they started packing up and preparing to hit the trail. Indy also decided to move on, and she too started packing. She, from what I could tell, did not regret her decision. I was going back and forth between braving the possible storms and staying one more day at Stover. Joe had already decided to stay. I decided to give it until lunch, and if the storms got bad, stay another night. After all the others had moved on, Joe and I were left, primarily in silence. Joe had actually brought along a small laptop computer and was working on what he only referred to as my book. I played games on my phone and ate a couple of snacks. Around 10 a.m., the first new hikers started arriving. There were two young ladies, and they actually recognized me. Kelly came to the shelter and said hi, followed by, "Hey, aren't you Nomad? I subscribe to your YouTube channel." I felt like a celebrity. Next to arrive was Journey, and we immediately hit it off. She was similar to me in that we were both rather unconcerned about our pace. It was as if we were meant to meet and become friends. After she arrived, we welcomed Captain, Jingles, and Yemo, although he wasn't known as Nemo yet, but I can't remember his real name. This would become my immediate tramly, or trail family, and I never suspected that they would become so ingrained in my story that I feel like I'll never forget them. That night, Journey slept between me and Joe, Captain slept directly across from us, Kelly, Dawn, and Jingles slept upstairs, and two very young gentlemen, one from New York and one from Montana, shared the platform with Captain. Joe shared the platform with Jingles and I, and a young lady, a solo hiker named Heather, set up her tent about 50 yards from the shelter. That night, Joe, Journey, Yemo, and I played hearts and laughed our asses off. It was a really good time, and we all started to go off to bed around 8:30. Yemo joined the ladies upstairs and would gain his trail name in the night. Look for part five coming soon. Thanks for listening. The next episode will be coming soon. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about Nomad, look for me on YouTube. I'm there as Nomad on the Trail. You can also look for my blog at nomadonthetrail.com. See you soon, and happy trails.